Yeah, I just saw all the bullshit to dribble about friggin' Tweetbot 3, you know, and I was at cricket training practice with my son tonight, and I was just reading through it, and I'm like, Jesus, get over it, guys.
This is why I thought that it was so much more than just what it was, because people were just going on about it, and I thought, oh, you know, this must be some sort of amazing new upgrade with, you know, they must have rethought how things, and it just must be, you know, amazing. But then when I got it, I go, oh, it's just iOS 7-ified.
Yeah, exactly. It is essentially nothing that special, and they put a few extra animations and they polished it up, and it looks pretty and it's all swanky. But
yeah,
you know, it's the problem is with these sorts of with these people is that they believe that Apple has shown them everyone a new direction, and we should all follow their lead.
Yeah,
and it's like
actually, what has happened in reality is the developers showed Apple where to go, because developers were doing flat design for much longer than Apple was. That is why third-party developers, why I believe third-party developers are better at flat design than Apple is, because I've seen a number of iOS apps that have been updated for iOS 7, and they look way better than anything Apple has come up with. You know, I'm particularly impressed with Instacast and Tweetbot. They do look far better than anything Apple has put out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Compare Tweetbot's user interface with anything Apple has actually created up until iOS 6. Its interface was, in many respects, unique.
Yeah.
You know, what they did with the sliding panels and the left and right thing, Apple didn't do that. They slid whole screens across, not panels or parts of screens, or you know what I mean? It was all in a table view, or it wasn't. I just, you know, so making Tweetbot more like iOS 7 to me is an admission, or no, hang on, is to suggest that there was something wrong with it in the first place, that it needed to be done.
Yeah. I think that was the appeal of Tweetbot in the first place, because it looked like nothing else on the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I think that updating apps just for the sake of updating them to make them look like the way Apple's want their apps to look is an extremely flimsy and stupid way to look at it. If I was a developer, though, I know that there are people out there that are happy to pay money for something that superficial that I would then charge for the updated app.
Yeah. See, Instacast, that was a free update to get all the iOS 7 goodness.
Oh, you mean Instacast? Okay, yeah, but yeah. Pocket Cast is another example.
Yeah. Whereas you look at Tweetbot and Screens, the VNC client, they're paid upgrades just to get iOS 7 goodness. And that's all you're getting.
Well, the only thing that iOS 7 really brings in terms of any useful goodness is the background tasks.
Yeah. And that's it. Instacast has been fantastic on iOS 7 because I open up the app and everything that I tell it to download has already downloaded.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it in that respect. You know, Instapaper is the same. My articles are just there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, Yeah, that's awesome.